Guten Erev, Rosh Chodesh Habosai, El Tachton today, tonight, this afternoon. The pasuk brings, after the whole confrontation between the first Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then Esav came along. So Yaakov had to escape, run away. He calls him over. Yitzchak calls for Yaakov, gives him a bracha. So Sikach Isham Nos Kenan, do not take a wife from Benos Kenan. Kum Lech Paden Aram. This is before the snagus on your sheep, but it's early in the parsha, right? A couple of pesukim earlier. Go to Padan Aram, base of B'svav Yimecha, v'kacha misham isha. Take a wife, those Lavan achi Yimecha. From the daughters of Lavan, the brother of your mother. Gizu brach, kel shay yivarach oscha. Then it's Yitzchak, Yitzchak is Yaakov, so Yitzchak sent him, that was instructions first. They sent him away, and he went to Paden Aram, to Lavan Mesul Arami, Vayayak, Vayar Esav, Kiverach Yitzchak Yaakov. So Esav heard about it, he heard about this, and he saw that Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov, Vashilach also Paden Aram, sent to Paden Aram, Vachachachos Misham Isha, Baruch also, Vayisav Olav Lemor, he gave him a commandment, Losikach Isham Nos Kenan. He told him not to marry someone from Nos Kenan. Vayishma Yaakov, he listened to his parents. He went to Paden Aram. After that happened, after Yaakov went and left, Vayar Esav, Kiros Benos Canaan, he sees that the daughters of Canaan from Canaan were bad or evil in the eyes of Yitzchak Aviv, Esav, Yishmael, Vayikachas Mochas Bas Yishmael Ben Avram, Achos Vois Anosh Vol Isha. He goes to Esav, Yishmael. I'm sorry, he goes to Yishmael and he takes Mochas. That's the Maisa in the Pesukim. The Ramban brings Rabosai, the first the Ramban over there, Pasuk Hei, brings Vehizkir, right? The second paragraph, the second of the two paragraphs, Vehizkir, and the Pasuk mentioned, Ki Esav Shama, Shetziva Oso, right? Esav listened, Esav heard rather, Shetziva Oso, Shloikach Isham Nos Kenan. He heard that he commanded Yaakov not to take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. He heard these ideas, and he listened. He wanted to follow his father's instruction. Therefore, he did not go to a Canaan. He went to Yishmael. But it wasn't the right. He made a mistake. He did the wrong thing. Because there was really two tzivuyim. There was two issues, two points over here. One was not to go to Benos Kenan, and number two, to go to the family, go to Lavan, the family member. Right? So he didn't listen. Achal osa kiroi, sheikach Benos Lavan, afa pishu achimo. Right? He said, you should go there. I don't care if he's related or not, whatever, but you should go there to Lavan. And he didn't listen to that. He only listened to the first thing. He said, okay, I'm not going to go to Benos Kenan, but he didn't follow through on the other one, that where he should go. And number two, the Pasuk mentioned that he took Al Nashav, right? The Pasuk says, Achos Nevois Al Nashav Lo Isha. In addition, more wives, right? He kept the old ones and added more on. The Logerish has arose. He did not go ahead and divorce the bad ones, the evil wives. Kihoch El Tavis Nafsho, Yosem, his son Aviv, because his taiva for what he wanted, what his nefesh wanted was. Overcame the rutzon of his father. That's how he chose to go ahead and he followed his desires. Yotzer mitzon aviv. So basically, two things wrong. He didn't go ahead and he went ahead and followed through on the first sivui, so to speak, of not to go to Benos Kenan. But he didn't follow through. He didn't go. He didn't listen to the second one of where he should go. Where he shouldn't go, he listened. Not where he should go. Says Ramban, it's because his taiva got a hold of him. So. We're talking about a situation where Yitzchak was pretty explicit, right? It was very explicit what he said. The instruction was not, it wasn't a drasha in his words. He told him, he said, it says very clearly, don't take from those Kenan. Says it twice in the Pasuk, in fact, right? He initially instructed him, then he went and did it. Kumech Paden Aram, Bekacha Misham Isham, Nos Lavan Achi Yimecha. You know, so it's pretty straightforward what Yitzchak's desire was, to go ahead and, you know, don't go to don't go to Canaan, but rather go to Lavan. So it's not if he shouldn't go to the terrible, the worst of the worst, but he told him where he should go. Okay, in the stomach there's some room to rationalize, I guess. You know, maybe it was just going to be Eitz Tova. You know, the main thing was not to go to Canaan, but I suggest there's a good shidduch over there, maybe go someplace else. Maybe some of that's what he thought, I guess. I don't know, it doesn't say what he thought. But he didn't listen. Even though it was simply speaking, Pasha Pshat Keneged, what he instructed him in favor. He told him two things to do. He told him three things to do. Then he told him to Megarish, you know, he told him that he doesn't want to Benos Canaan. He didn't like it, it was evil. So he didn't listen. He kept his wise, but just to make his father happy, to follow Kibbut Av Aim, he listened to his father. The Sforno says a little more. Kiros Benos Canaan, Bnei Yitzchak Aviv, Chashav Shezeh Hayiv Bnei Shein Menaydos Rosono. He had some rationalization, he had some pshat. You know why my father doesn't like Benos Canaan? Because he doesn't like his earlier wives, because they weren't listening to him. Kamar, as the pasuk says, Vatiyadim Arasruach Yitzchak Rivka. Right, they were bitter. They embittered, you know, they were bittersweet, so to speak, or pure bitter rather, to Yitzchak and Rivka. That's why he went to Yishmael, right? Because he thought that, you know, there's nothing wrong with someone else. You know, if I get Yishmael, it's also good. But Khan, those previous women weren't good. Okay, he didn't like them. He had a personal thing because they're not there of the Varazara or whatever. But it's not a psul in the guf of Menos Canaan. There was nothing wrong with Menos Canaan per se. He doesn't mind, but if they don't listen, if they do other things, it's no good. I'll find someone who doesn't do other things, who doesn't go ahead and destroy Varazara, I guess he meant. That was his rationalization. And therefore, he went ahead and went to Yishmael. So the series Rei Pasha boasts that we know from Chazal that Esav was super. He was probably, I guess, the best in history when it comes to Kibbut Av Aim. I think Mamma says he was 100 times better than one of the Tanaim. It was a tremendous, that was his big thing. His big thing in life was Kibbut Av Aim. Means his father, his mother, he loved them dearly. He understood, he appreciated the need to go ahead and respect them and do whatever they wanted, right? And Tana, I forget who it was exactly, he says, Halva, I should come to the toenails of what Esav did. So Esav excelled in that midah. And over here was sincere. He wanted to go ahead and do Kibbut Av Aim. And the most powerful drive in the world from all the Gedolim, from all the Tanaim, he had the greater drive, much more than they did, to do what his father wants. So what happens? I guess he misinterpreted. He didn't say, I'm not going to do what my father wants. He wouldn't do that. But he had rationalizations. He thinks this, that. He doesn't mind if I add more women or it goes to Yishmael. He had rationalizations. But it's against, you know, what he said the favor. She told him what to do. Hey, maybe if he's not sure, maybe ask him. No, like to him was, you know, he assumed his rationalization were true. He had no shilas. You usually have a shilas. What do? You go to the Rav, you go to the person, you have a shilas. You ask him, okay, so ask him. You could have asked him very easily. He was accessible. He was right there. He could ask him, but to him, it was so pashut, he convinced himself that there's nothing wrong with Bnei Yishmael, with Bnei Yishmael, there's something wrong with these two women, nothing wrong with that, so why should I go to them? He just suggested go to Lavan. I don't have to go to Lavan, Dafka, I go to Yishmael. What's wrong with Yishmael? For all the reasons, nothing wrong with Yishmael. And Ramban says, so what's pshat? Why did he do it? Because the koach ha-taiva blinds a person. Even though a person has tremendous desire to do what he wants me to do, what my father commands me, I want to follow his ace. I want to listen to what he says, you know, because I serve him. He's my God. He's my idol. I want to make him happy. You know, happy he'll become if I listen to him, and unhappy he'll be if I don't listen to him. Right? And the mice we see was that it was, you know, they were unhappy, and it was wrong. It was no good. So to cause him so much potential tsar by making this decision is like, why did he do it? So it says, because he had a taiva. Taiva blinds a person. As strong of a desire as you have to do something which is good and right, you've been in the yeshiva so many years, I want to learn Torah, and I heard so many shmuzim, and I want to follow the right halacha, I want to be medacting halacha, I don't do anything wrong, but a person has a taiva, whether it's taiva for taiva's nasha, whether it's taiva for mammon, whatever the taiva might be, the taiva is very powerful for both, and it blinds a person. This is pashut hilchus kochas hanefesh. It's super hilchus kochas hanefesh. Shows what an insight, how the koch of taiva can blind the person. Kenegro is such a powerful desire to do what's right. He has a taiva, you might say, do Kibbut Av Aim. He was the biggest, not like me, not like you, not like, you know, but like all the gedolim, like more than all the gedolim. That's for both of us to be careful to work on ourselves, to recognize we can't trust ourselves. when it comes to making decisions, whether it's in life decisions, whether it's a parnasa decision, whether it's hilchus, whatever it might be, hilchus anything, right? Hilchus asmada, hilchus getting for davening, whatever it might be, everything on both sides. Hilchus marriage, hilchus, you know, chinuch habanim, everything on both sides. It depends upon what, how strong the Yetzirah is, the koch hatayv is when it comes to that. Should I spend money for this, spend money for that? It's koch hatayv is a moment also. I don't think it's dafka, tayv is nashim over here. This one example, mistamad applies to all tayvs because the power of tayv is, it pushes a person, imamish blinds him from seeing the emes and allows a world of rationalizations to set in. The pasuk earlier in the parasha talks about this this maisa when he married those earlier women. By Esav ben Arboim Shana, he was 40 years old. Vikach isha is Yehudis Basperi Hachiti. He takes a wife, Yehudis Basperi Hachiti, Bas Basmas Bas Elon Chiti. Right, different Benos Kanan. These are the Benos Kanan we're talking about later on in the parsha. So he marries two Benos Kanan, Batena Moras Ruach Yisok Rivka, and they were very bitter. They caused a lot of bitterness to Yisok and Rivka, the parents. Says Rashi, why? What caused the bitterness? Shai Obdos Avodah Zarah. Because they served Avodah Zarah. So for them it was a terrible thing. How can our daughter-in-law, my daughter-in-law, she served Avodah Zarah? It's terrible. How can that happen? So it caused a lot of bitterness. Says to say Chamra Bosai. V'nirogi, it appears to me, right, Mem, in the Sifta Cham, V'nirogi, the Rashi Dayak. Rashi was Medayak, Midiksiv Yitzchak, Kodem Rivka. Right, since it says Yitzchak before Rivka, Lomer del Yitzchak haya tsar yosher gadol. Right, I guess it means how does he know it's about a zara? Because I can figure out, says Rashi, it makes sense why it was Yitzchak was more, had greater tsar than Rivka. Yitzchak haya tsar yosher gadol, gefish lo yiragol kayam about a zara. He wasn't used to about a zara. He grew up in Avraham Avinu's house. There wasn't any Avodah Zarah in Avraham's house. So he was not used to Avodah Zarah. Obviously he saw a different place, but didn't grow up in his house. Avo Rivka, Haysa Regila Bavia, Uvachel. But she was accustomed, used to her father and her brothers, Shayob Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Tsar by Rivka, when she saw that her daughter-in-laws were over Avodah Zarah, you know, and such a person came in the house, it wasn't so bad. She wasn't so much Bitsar as Yitzchak was, and therefore it says Yitzchak first, he suffered more. So Rabosai, it doesn't say just that, you know, it wasn't as much of a shock to him, he wasn't used to it, he couldn't get over it. No, of course, I can hear maybe, since Rivka was used to it more, therefore it wasn't like, whoa, what's going on? You get used to something, okay, I can hear that. But it says more than Rabosai, it says, according to the Sifcham, it caused him tsar. It caused him more tsar than to Rivka. Because Rivka was used to it, she grew up like that, it caused her less tsar. Both say, if you know your Jewish history, both say, what were the numbers? How old was Rivka when she left her father's house? 3 years old, right? 3 years old. How old is she now? Anybody know? 63. Right? I think she waited 10 years till she can give birth, and 10 years till she had children, and this now he's 40, Ace is 40 years old. She's 63 years old now. So for the last 60 years, she's married to the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador. Navar Zara, nothing. Not just Navar Zara, but all the Ruchnius, the Gadlus, all the Sitkis and the Emes and the Avodas Hashem that Yitzchak had in his house 60 years, okay? But you know what happened? When she was a little baby, when she was 3 years old, when she was in first, till she was in nursery, I guess, right? Till she was in nursery, right? We don't even have kids in that old. You know, 3 years old is the limit, right? It's the first time. Until she was 3 years old, she used to see all the time a lot of Avodah Zarah, the father, the brothers, the whole mishpacha, everyone over Avodah Zarah. That's why it caused her less tsar. She wasn't so upset. It didn't cause so much pain. Both, I can't even say it. It's like ridiculous. And keep in mind on both sides, Rivka was Rivka when she was, you know, 1 year old also. Didn't become a tzaddikus at 3 years old, right? So mishtama, I think you can assume that even though she was exposed to Avodah Zarah, she probably, you know, I'm sure, I shouldn't say probably, she for sure, every time she walked by and she saw her father or her brothers doing Avodah Zarah, she'd be like, this is disgusting, it's not, I can't handle this, wrong, right? She wasn't a believer, she wasn't a Baal Tshuva at 3 years old, right? She grew as a great person, a big tzaddikus, went from the time she was a baby. I don't know exactly how, what, but She didn't become Baal Shuvah 3 years old, so the whole time she was a frum, God-fearing, Yerush Shamayim, Tzedekis, and that's why she was chosen, because she was royal kach. So every time, you know, she saw the Avodah Zarah in her house when she was three, so she felt repulsed by it. She was so negative about it. Nevertheless, Rabosa, it's hard to even say it. I mean, it's Rosh Hashanah, but it's pretty clear, Rabosa, it's hard to even say it, but the effect that those early, early, early years had, just exposure to see it, seeing it, living in it. Obviously, it wasn't a mile away, it was right nearby, it was right in her house. But that is such a powerful effect that this, to some degree, obviously it's dak, it's not such a, you know, big difference, but made enough of a difference. Chazal, the Pasuk says, Yitzchak had greater tsar, had greater pain. Come on, 60 years of serving a Kodesh Baruch, living in the Gadol HaDor's house, doesn't erase all that, forget about it, it's nothing, it happened such a long time ago, and there's such godliness I'm exposed to. There are both sides. It makes the environment is so powerful. What a person sees, what he gets used to, what he sees, and what he becomes immune to, becomes so much more normal. And even counteract by 60 years of godless and positive experiences, it makes a big difference on both sides. We have to not just, we have to be very careful both of what we expose ourselves to, what we see, what we hear, what we hang around, what we read, what we talk about, you know, and especially for not just 3 years old anymore. Now we're what, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, right? That makes a real powerful difference. And well, I'll do tshuva. I have it's only a short time. By the time I get to the base medrash, I'll be in kol. I'll get rid of this mishigas, you know. It's not, I don't think it's just talking about, you know, tray for things. Okay, I've been savor zara, but anything are both like. The environment is so powerful, I both say. You really can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. It's a poison which seeps in and sticks around. You can make it less, you can clean it off, you know, it's like a stain. Some stains you just can't get rid of. You know, you wash it, you know, you get some mustard on your shirt or whatever. I don't know if it's mustard or something, you got a pomegranate or whatever on your shirt. You rub, it gets a lot whiter and whiter, but it's still there, I both say. You can't get rid of it. It's there. Okay, now whatever we can't control. Okay, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Whatever could be controlled on both sides, control yourselves. Watch what you do. See where you go. Don't go to inappropriate places. Don't read inappropriate things. It's not just a short, it's a long-term effect. 60 years effect. Counteracted by the Gadol HaDor's house. Right? Who can imagine that it can't be totally erased? On both sides, it can't be erased. The both things are both sides. The taivas are very powerful and affects us. We have to be so, so careful. We can't be protected. Like I say, we think we're immune. We're in the yeshiva, we're in the kosher base, and medrash. We hope to spend how many years? 13, 14 years in the yeshiva, right? Whatever the number is, right? Maybe a little dental school and so whatever, but 40 years in the yeshiva, we hope to be to mechazik ourselves, right? And become totally immune. Both say don't become immune. There's no such thing. The taivas are there, and as strong as we are, they affect us. The environment is there, as strong as we are, it affects us.